Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. It's a wonderful time to hear from the Lord as He speaks to us from His heart. The Lord loves us and He cares about every one of us. He loves us deeply. You know, yesterday I thought about what is one person worth to the Lord? You know, for our comprehensions, I would say a man is worth billions of dollars to the Lord. And as I was thinking about that, a thought came that how much is your child worth to you? A good man, his children are worth everything to him. Yet just one child. He will protect that child with his life. How much more is every person worth to the Lord? Now, when I look at it that way, every person is highly valued to the Lord our God and King. Everyone. Even people that's worse. Even people that consistently get on people's nerves. Everyone is worth much to God. And it affects the way I treat people. I don't want to treat one of God's children wrong. Everybody is valuable to Him. Now, when people are strangers, we don't have the revelation of God like we should have. Strangers, you know, it's easy to be wary of strangers. We don't trust people, everybody. For good reason, we don't trust everybody. But the love of God is towards everybody. Now, He knows everybody. Everybody is highly valued to God. And I have to remember that God loves everybody. And I endeavor to love everybody. That's why I asked the Lord to teach me how to love His people. Because He sees greatness in people. Sometimes we observe the failures of people. And we deal with people based on our emotions and our distaste of their failures or their shortcomings. And sometimes that people's shortcomings can cost you money. If you're an employee and you have an employee that just don't get it, they can cost you and a lot of people you love a lot of money. They can wreck the truck that you work so hard to pay for. They can, you know, people do things. But God still values people. And I knew that it was not going to be easy to love everybody like God loves everybody. So I asked the Lord to teach me how to love His people. And I thank Him for that, for the lessons of love, because as I endeavor to love people, I learn so much from the Lord. Things that will help me love people and understand people even more. And I can truly say it was all worth it. I thank God for all those lessons of love. And I made a lot of choices and decisions. And I had to rethink some things based on that. On how he gave me His instruction. Now, the Lord our God moves mightily. He operates according to His spirit, according to His wisdom. And everything He does is according to His wonderful love. Even down to how he kicks people out of the kingdom, or they kick themselves out. He designed His kingdom to work, and He's going to drive all sin out because He loves His creation. He loves you. He loves me. But He won't let me or anyone else ruin the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of God is a holy place, and it will be a holy place. And He's going to drive out the darkness. In every way, He's going to drive out all forms of evil. Just like a man that wants to live, he has to overcome his cancer. He He get the doctors to drive it out, to cut it out. Everything that will hurt us, everything that will harm us, he drives it out. He don't leave a residue. A good doctor don't leave a residue of cancer anywhere in the body. He cuts it all out. And he makes his repairs. And he sews everything up so it'll heal properly. And the Lord does it even better. And if we pay attention to the teachings of Jesus, the foundational things that Jesus taught, we live our lives in a way that will continually and consistently heal itself. And our lives get stronger and stronger and more powerful. Now, when the Lord sees a person, we see people that are goofy, people that do things the wrong way, people that just don't get it, people that are trifling, sometimes lazy. But if any man believe on Jesus, a healing process begins in him in this life. And he can grow from glory to glory. And if he's honest to God in his heart and he wants the way of life, he still has to learn how to live in this life. And that takes longer than his initial salvation. It's like my pastor said, you get a new heart, but you don't get a new brain. You still have to get an education. You still have to receive information that will make the difference in your life. But guess what? When you look at a person, see, the Lord can see what's going to happen after this life. When people do enter the kingdom, when they enter the heavenly realm, they start growing and they start learning. And over time, they're going to be remarkable. So it's very important to get people in the kingdom of God in the first place. And then we can enjoy what happens after that. But in the meantime, while people are foolish, the Lord will give you wisdom to help you endure their foolishness and how to deal with them as they make foolish choices. Yeah, people won't just stop. They won't. They can't. They don't change their ways. Sometimes it takes a while before they become the kind of person they truly desire to be. But it's very important to be patient and have the God kind of love. The God kind of love will help you in every way, because the process of life continues, and you can do things that normally could not be done, and you can help people heal in every way of life as you continue and endeavor to do things, the things of God. Now, some people say, is it worth it to love people that don't love you? Well, we're here to represent God. So it behooves us to represent God. and you can't, according to First Peter, we don't love people with a feigned love. We love them with sincere love. We love them in all sincerity. We endeavor to do them good, whether they do us good or not. It's important. I love God's people. I love them. Always. I love them because Jesus loved me. He taught me how to love them. Now, if you love people and expect them to grow up all at once and love you back, that's not going to happen. Sometimes before people will love you like you love them, that it may or may not happen at all, but it's still worth it. Some people, you know, the way the enemy has shaped their lives and the kind of people that they grew up around. Some people that were wounded, they're suspicious of everybody, even the people that treat them good. They think in their mind, in their mind, you're out to get them. You're trying to pull the wool over their eyes. But love them anyway. See, consistency, consistent, unfeigned love helps people see God. And if they see God, they'll trust God. If they trust God, if they trust Jesus Christ, who is God, they will live forever. And all their suspicions will be healed. Is it worth it? Now remember, if one man receives Christ and he believes from his heart has changed, his heart is made brand new, and he draws new conclusions. He has new insight. He has new life in him. So if he believes on Jesus and he gets a new heart, he also will receive new opinions, the opinions of God, the opinions of God's word. The conclusions of God's word will become his opinions. It will become his advice, his lifestyle. He's going to raise children. He's going to get married, or maybe he's already married. And when the healing process starts in him, it starts in his influence, his advice, the way he see life. And then the Holy Spirit's going to help him grow from glory to glory in the sight of everybody who once knew him and the people who know him now. And before it's over with, everybody he know will be inspired by his life. And some of them will get saved. So let me ask you, is it worth it now? So I said, well, Lord, I got to be able to love people sincerely with unfeigned love, not fake love. See, feigned love is fake love. The love of God doesn't require anything from anybody. I don't require them to love me. I don't require them to do me right. I'm going to love them anyway. And I'll put my best efforts towards them. Yet, I know the Holy Spirit will let you know when people love you and when they don't. And how they respond, how they see you. He can give you inside information on how to deal with people. Now, some people are just like serpents. They can be treacherous, just as treacherous as a king cobra or an adder. And their heart is not towards you. And the Holy Spirit will show you that. But my love don't change. I still love them. But he'll give me wisdom in how to deal with them so that they don't bite me. Same Holy Spirit that influenced me to love them will show me how to operate with them according to knowledge. Everybody don't have your best interest at heart. Everybody don't see what God see. Everybody don't love you like God love you. Now, I taught my children were around love, and I taught them love, but I taught them how to be aware of what people, you know, to pay attention to the Holy Spirit, because everybody don't love you. But the people who do love you give you good advice, even when they know that it's unpopular. They tell you to do what's right when it's not, when you don't want to hear it. A good pastor tell you to do the right thing even when it's not popular. Even when you don't want to hear the truth, they teach the truth anyway. Even if you leave, they're going to tell you the truth, and they're not going to try to coax you into staying for their benefit. And that's the kind of courage we have to have. And I respect every pastor that taught, that helped me see my error. And every pastor I know of has helped me to overcome my error. Because our thoughts are not always perfect. Even though I'm trying to love God and do everything His way, I still miss it from time to time. But I thank God for having good pastors around me. Good men and women of God. And see, people who, some pastors, they don't believe in women preachers. But I'm going to tell you, my life was shaped by many good, holy women preachers. And I would rather, I could have turned my nose at what they said and disqualified them. But I would have been disqualifying the words of the Holy Ghost. See, the anointing don't just come from men, it comes from women too. And if you try to discredit people for cold religious tradition, you'll miss the point. There are some things that men can't learn that women can, because they are designed different. They have a nurturing design. And they're designed to help men. My wife is fit for me. A lot of decisions I made is because of what she brought to my attention. And I say she brought it to my attention by the Holy Ghost, because there are things that the Holy Spirit can share with women that men just don't get. Now, you can be full of pride and miss the point, or you can be humble to the Holy Spirit and live a godly life. I don't care who God used. I thank God for everybody that helped me understand His ways. And they were not always grown, and they were not always men. Sometimes they were young. Because I don't need to miss the point. I love His people. I care about His people. And I want His people to be blessed, and I want to be blessed. Because I can be. Now, foolishness is out there. The wrong concepts are out there. And people that we love miss the point sometimes. And they're going to miss the point. But it's not over. Your love can make the difference in the lives of those you care about. If you love people, your love can make the difference. Now, because I love people, I want to make sure that I share the gospel with them. Not only in tongue, but in deed. Everyone needs our love. We owe every man the love of God. We are in debt to love people. Now, if we minister the gospel to people and they reject it, it's not on us. It's on them. Everyone in God's house must believe on Jesus Christ. He will hold them accountable for losing their own soul. And hell is the only place that they'll be, that they can go to. Sin is not as dangerous. It's too dangerous for man to not get saved. When a man dies and he's not in the kingdom of God, he loses everything in one moment. In one moment. People need us to love them. They need our love desperately. Now, we've been given the kingdom of God. If we focus too much on what we lose in this life, we miss the point. I have been done wrong before. I fix cars in the hot summer sun. Some people never paid me. Some people only partially paid me. I worked in the bitterest winters outside. I remember when I would fix cars, it would be so cold, I had to leave my truck running and leave my heater on so I could get in and warm up a little bit. And sometimes I had to lay my wrenches on the floor so I could handle them. And I didn't always get all the money I charged. And I didn't charge enough in the first place. A lot of mechanics, they get out of touch with how to price what they do. And they price things according to what they charged years ago. But in business, you have to charge more than you used to, because the cost of living rises. But I worked on people's cars, and everybody just didn't have the money. They needed my help. And some of them used deception. And some people told me, I just don't have enough to pay you, but I need your help. So people need you. When you have a family, you don't have a right to go out there and work for free, because you're still required by God to take care of your family. And it's not your responsibility to take care of everybody. The love of God, God wants people to look to Him, not His people. But some people will try to take advantage of your kindness, and that's where the Holy Spirit comes in. The same Holy Spirit that taught me to love His people unconditionally and everlastingly. No matter what happens, I'm going to love you. He taught me that. But it was harder for God to teach me how to be a businessman after He taught me how to love His people. Because I conditioned myself to love people. And he had to teach me that if you try to work for free, people will look to you and not me. And it becomes a form of idolatry. They'll look to man instead of God. And he taught me well about ministry. About business. He said, if you fix that car charger. I said, well, what about people that just don't have the money, Lord? He said, that's not your problem. The Holy Spirit teaches you the truth. And he taught me to charge, the same thing I charge people that have, the same thing I charge for people that don't have. And if a person breaks down, if they need me, if they can't pay me, and I know it, it's up to me whether I want to help them or not. If I see somebody stranded on the side of the road, I know they need my help. It's dangerous for them to be there. I will help them if I can. Now, I can't always stop every time I see a car broke down. That's not reasonable. I have other responsibilities. I have to pick my daughter up at the bus stop. I have to run errands for my wife. I have other commitments that I have to do. I can't stop every time I see somebody that need my help. But I can love people wherever I go. And I don't even get a chance to preach the gospel like I wish I could. I wish I could tell every soul everywhere I went about Jesus, but that's not reasonable either. But there are people that I'm around every day. Eventually, I can share the gospel with them. And there are things you can do in passing. You can wear clothes with the scriptures on them. You can have a website cards and pass them out. You can pass out tracts. When you go to a restaurant and leave tips, you can leave a tract with the tip. There are so many wonderful opportunities we have, and we can share the gospel with people. If you tip, people can't forget that you tipped them a lot of, if you gave them a large tip and a tract, that goes a long way. Everybody needs the gospel of Jesus Christ. We're just going to have to receive information from the Holy Spirit and do our part. It's worth it to love His people. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not here. Continue to mightily move in your life. Till next time, remember, truly, I love you. Jesus truly loves you. And Jesus is returning soon. His return is imminent. Be ready that you be not left. Don't be afraid to be left. Just love God and love man. Walk in forgiveness. Walk in forgiveness and love His people. And you will see the mighty works of the Lord unfold. Till next time, remember, I love you. God loves you. He will truly move in your life.